And I'm speaking with Joe Don McGaw. He is the representative of the 39th District, the state of Missouri. And Representative McGaw, thank you for your time. And I guess you guys had a little bit of a session in Jeff City today. If you can, tell us what the proceedings were all about.
Yesterday was the last day the governor had to sign or veto or allow the bills that we had passed in May to become law. So we just wanted to get together and talk about what had passed, what had been vetoed, what had been allowed to go into law, and kind of get a game plan going into veto session in September.
One of the things that is definitely a lightning rod right now, and it was vetoed, I believe, yesterday by the governor on Monday, was the concealed gun proposition to allow teachers and trained officials that had training to carry concealed firearms in schools to help protect students in case of an armed intruder. Do you think that's a possibility of being overridden when the session does pick up in September?
You know, that's a great question. Right now, I think it would probably be a tough sell. Right now, we have 108 Republicans. We need 109, two-thirds to override. So I know, you know, there's probably some folks who are, with it being an election year and with it being kind of a hot-button issue, it's hard to say right now. I'd say we're close. A lot of folks take it very seriously to protect our children. The bill, I thought, was a reasonable bill. It required a lot of certification and training for those individuals to go through after a school board had approved them to have a firearm in the classroom. So we'll have to see. We didn't, like I said, we didn't talk about specifics. We just kind of generally talked about policy issues. So when we meet in August after the primary elections, we'll probably have a better idea as far as number-wise where we are.
Understand. We'll go talk to something that's probably important. I think nobody could really be against, and that is your farm, or at least the farm-to-school program. You mentioned it and talked about it in your Capitol report. For those of the people that are not familiar with it, what is the farm-to-school program?
Basically, what we're trying to do is allow more Missouri ag products to be used in schools, in school lunches, the backpacks that we send home for students. You know, Missouri, we're blessed in Missouri. We have a lot of different commodities, whether it be fruit, vegetables, meat, those type of things. And we'd like to see more of those products that we know are healthy, not processed, used in our schools to help care for our kids. So that's something I think good for the kids, good for Missouri ag markets, and overall is just a great program to start in the state of Missouri.
Now, is this something that still needs to move through the Senate and the House itself, or it was signed into law, wasn't it?
Right. Basically, what we're doing is we're setting up a task force that will be basically spearheaded by the Department of Agriculture, and they've got different folks from a lot of different industries in the state to give recommendations to the governor to try to implement this program. So it's a work in progress. There are a lot of federal laws that we're dealing with. There's a lot of USDA and Food and Drug Administration type rules that we need to sort through. But what we're doing is setting up the groundwork to get more Missouri food products into our schools.
And how long do you think that setup period is? Is there a deadline for the task force?
Right. The recommendation goes to the governor at some point in 2015. So it's a little ways off. But like I said, we're laying the groundwork for hopefully a successful program.
Absolutely. I think less processed foods the better. I mean, you might get backing from the First Lady on that one. One of the other things that you've done, and one that's very important, coming up in the August 5th primary, it is Amendment 1, and it is the right to farm. Where do you stand on it, of course? I believe you support it. And why should people get behind this?
I do support it, and the reason why I support it is that, you know, in my district, mostly rural, the engine of our local economy is agriculture. And I want Missouri folks to make decisions for Missouri farmers. And what we've seen in the past is we've had outside groups come in and try to influence agriculture, try to shut down animal agriculture. And if you extrapolate that over production agriculture, whether it be row crop, animals, you know, we want people from Missouri making the laws, not special interest groups from the East and West Coast. So if we put in the Constitution the right of Missouri farmers and ranchers to be engaged in agriculture shall not be infringed. We know that will be interpretable, that there will be reasonable laws that will remain constitutional. We know local governments will be able to still have zoning laws, that cities and towns will still be able to have ordinances to keep, you know, no one's going to open up a feedlot in the middle of a small town. Those things are still going to be limited. But overall, we want agriculture in Missouri to remain just as it is now.
Wasn't this bill pretty much a response to California legislation that was saying egg producers from Missouri could only sell eggs in California if they conformed to pen enclosure policies as it relates to California law, correct?
That's right, and that was just a drop in the bucket. The Humane Society of the United States and PETA, they've gone all over the United States and tried to implement their own agricultural laws in a lot of different states, and we want to stop that in Missouri from happening, from here on out.
Well, Representative, I know you're busy, and we appreciate your time. If I can ask you one more question, and then we'll let you get back to your day. The highway construction tax that is going to be on the ballot on August 5th, where do you stand on that, and what do you think about the crumbling infrastructure of Missouri, and will this help counter it?
I think that's another great question. I think where you have to start off is you have to ask yourself, do the roads and bridges of Missouri, do they need to be maintained, and do they need to be improved? If you answer yes on that question, I think you're a yes vote for the tax, for the sales tax increase. Two or three years, MoDOT will basically run out of money. Federal dollars are going to dry up. Gas taxes are basically going to level off, and we will no longer be able to maintain our roads and bridges like we need to. And to do that, we need to raise about basically what we're trying, the quarter cent sales tax over 10 years to try to keep our transportation system state of the art. If we don't pass the tax, they're estimating that the gas tax will probably have to be raised by over 50 cents to raise that kind of money. So I think it's a reasonable 3/4 cent sales tax that would sunset in 10 years. It would keep the gas tax at the level that it is now. So I think it's something that we need to do. Missouri being kind of a crossroads of the United States, we have a lot of interstates that go through, and we have a lot of rural roads that are farm-to-market roads that farmers use to get their crops to the market. So I think it's important that we support this tax and basically make our roads blue ribbon again.
Absolutely, especially as the House in Washington, D.C. continues to debate about the Highway Trust Fund. This is very important. Representative McGaugh, again, we appreciate your time. Is there anything else you'd like to share with your constituency before we let you go?
I'd tell folks to enjoy this weather while we've got it. It feels like late September instead of early July, so it's great to be outside.
Absolutely. Thank you. Representative Joe Domagaugh of the 39th District.